The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Welcome back to another Dark Side of the Pooch. Dr. Rad Stewart, the Rossburg General Hospital, actually came up with that name, which I absolutely love. It's probably the best named show I have. I have like Home Field Advantage, which is great. Heart of Dixie, Alabama. I got, you know, Food Bank Show. And we got the Damon Johnson Show. But then you came up with Dark Side of the Pooch. That's the one show where people click on it, even if they don't know what it is. Of course, there's a picture of a dog on it. It's my wife's dog, the Blue Heeler. And so I think they kind of get an idea where it is, but excellent choice of words for that particular show, and it's taken off.
Yeah, it just came to me one night. I was putting my son to bed.
I love it. I know you're a Fish fan, so you're probably thinking some Pink Floyd. It was just absolutely perfect. The show brought to you by Ed's Pet World down there in beautiful Homewood. Over 50 years, exotic pets, they got it all. And I'm kind of glad I'm bringing them up at Ed's Pet World because we have a very strange story about Peanut the Squirrel. Have you heard this story?
I've heard this story.
This is really, really sad. Do you want to tell a story or shall I? What did you hear?
Okay, so what I heard was there was this gentleman who has rehabilitated a squirrel that basically showed up at his door that was injured. And he brought it in. He nursed it back to health. He has since taught it tricks. He has lots of videos, and he's got a lot of followers on TikTok. And, you know, this is one of his... you know, great pals. I think the guy lives on, you know, in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York or something. Yeah. And now some government agency came in and raided his house and took the squirrel and euthanized it.
Yeah. And people are going crazy. This was his pet squirrel. My ex had a pet squirrel. I know a lot of people that find, you know, baby squirrels and they try to, you know, and usually we let them go, but her squirrel's name was Slurps. It was fine until it got out of the cage and then someone dropped the couch on the little guy and he didn't make it. And coincidentally enough, I remember my wife one night calling me one night when I was down at the studio doing a gig. She said, "You got to come home right now. There's a squirrel in my condo." And somehow a squirrel got in her condo. And I was like, "Honey," I said, "I'm working." And so just leave it alone. I'll come get it when I get there. And she somehow it got locked in the bathroom and it drowned itself because it went into the toilet.
Oh my God.
It went into the toilet and the toilet lid closed and then it couldn't get out and drowned itself. Anyway, this is really sad because I mean, if the guy doesn't tell anybody about it, he's got himself a pet squirrel for the rest of his life. Listen, I know you can't. Well, let me ask you this. And obviously the thing was domesticated. It didn't move like a squirrel. I pulled up some videos of it. It doesn't move like a squirrel. It moves. I mean, it's not like my chinchilla where it's just back and forth, although it can move fast, but it's domesticated. So it expects and it trusts him. I have absolutely no problem with this. I understand why we can't have wildlife. And you're like, well, why'd they kill it? They said they wanted to kill it to find out if it had rabies. And I'm like, and I don't know if he had a vet on the side, a friend. If I had a pet squirrel, I know a guy that I could take my pet squirrel to that if it was sick, it would probably take care of it for me. I wouldn't name who that person is because I don't want him to lose his license, but I know he loves animals and he would take care of my squirrel. So I'm assuming this guy had this for them to raid his place and they took two squirrels, I think, and one of his squirrels, and they took another animal. Up in New York and unfair killing of the beloved family member. People are going crazy. I mean, this is like if you pull up pets and just Google pets, it's the number one story and it just scrolls. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, when I first heard this story,
by the way, he had a raccoon named Fred too, which they also,
yeah, they took the raccoon, right? Yeah, they took the raccoon. Mm-hmm. When I first heard the story, I was hearing it through, like, you know, federal regulation, headphones. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, they got to do that. Those are the rules. Got to do it. And then I thought about it. This guy lives on, I don't know how many acres. I can't remember if the story said so or not, but it's not a small amount.
No,
he had it in his house away from other people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a public health risk. I don't understand why they had to do this. Like, he understood what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, he assumed the risk by having that in his house. Mm-hmm. It's not a place of business. It's not a public area. I don't get it. Like, I could understand if, like, for us, we cannot operate on wildlife because it is a public health risk to the other people that either work here or come in here. Mm-hmm. And I get that. And that's why we have to be very strict on the things that we see and do. But it's in this guy's house. If he's worried about rabies, let him worry about it.
Yeah.
But also, like rodents like this very rarely, number one, very rarely get rabies. Number two, it's even rarer that they pass it on to people. Now, that may be because wildlife like this is usually pretty human averse. And so that may play into it a little bit. But yeah, I mean, rabies is kind of a risk for these small rodents, but not a very big risk at all.
You know, normally I'm not into people who bring in wild tigers. I know people have pet, you can buy a giraffe. You and I have that discussion.
I've worked on giraffes. I know a guy with giraffes.
Yeah. You can actually go buy a giraffe. A baby giraffe runs about $40,000. You can get an adult for 20. And they just want your money. They'll ship you a giraffe. I think
you
probably get one on Amazon, for God's sakes. Now you'd have to look up your local state rules because there are rules. I know Hoover's got hell rules in Hoover. You're not even allowed to bury your dog in the backyard. Although, you know, I know a lot of people do that. So I understand where they're trying to protect us. I really do. In this particular case, this is one of those things where we got all this money and this guy's just having a good time and he loves his animals. For all I know, he's got all kinds of wildlife because he lives out in the woods and he lives in all this acreage. Just leave the guy alone. And I mean, you know, this is not what we created. What's it called? The Rochester Area Squirrel Rehabilitation, something or other. I don't even know what it was.
Ratted this dude out.
No doubt. Someone had to. Someone from the organization wasn't, he had also established a nonprofit called Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary.
Well, that might be a problem.
So as we read
you're putting yourself out there a little bit.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically he was taking in a lot of animals. There was a friend of mine that owned the organization called TEARS, which stands for the Ethical Animal Rescue Service. And her name was Connie. And she would make it a point to stop. She would drive back roads, highways, 280 up and down. That's what she did all day. And she would look for dead animals on the side of the road. She would get out. As soon as she realized there were females, she checked the pouches, whether they were raccoons, possums. And she used to have, I'm not kidding you, 15 to 20 possums in her house. They would hang in her closet at nighttime. They would hang upside down. She'd have pictures of one sleeping on her head while she was sleeping. People thought she was crazy. It was a non-for-profit, so I don't know how that works. But she would go out because these possums would be hit by cars. And most times the babies are protected because they're marsupials. They're protected in the pouch. And so she would save the babies and she would let them back out in the wild. Yeah. She would take care of them for a while. And I mean, I can only imagine what her house smelled like. And she was,
we've taken care of a possum. I think the statute, we don't have it anymore. I think the statute is out. You know, you can't get me anymore.
Yeah.
Government.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had one for a little while. We found it at my in-law's house and it was tiny and we raised it for about 2 months and we let it go. And man, those things, they are pooping machines and it smells awful.
I know. Right. I've heard that. Yeah. We've had a lot of different animals and I think it's really cool to own something like a squirrel. I do know several people. I've got two friends of mine and I got to be careful now because there's a lot of people. We have thousands of listeners every single week on this show. But I've got two friends of mine who have pet deer. And they're like, wait a minute. I'm talking about deer that come in their house and sleep at the bottom of their bed at night. And of course they post these things, but if you go online, you'll find it. If you want to do something, I don't want to get these because I like these people, but they brought in
witness protection.
They brought in baby deer. And I'm like, you know, this deer ain't meant to be in a home. And he's like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, well, I don't know. Well, how do you know it doesn't, maybe it would like to be able to watch TV and eat snacks and eat off the table rather than jumping through fields with shotguns and shit. I'm like, well, when you bring it that way, I said, yeah. He said, how do you know that deer's not happier than it would have been? I said, well, and you know, and this thing's 4 years old. It's a deer. It's a big deer, and he lets it out. It's got a door, and it goes back and forth. And he's like, every time I let it out.
Eating soup with a cloved hoof.
Every time he lets it out, he's like, I hope it comes back. But every night at 5:30 at dusk, he's got his corn feeder. If he eats outside, and then it walks in the house and goes to the bottom of the bed and sleeps. I'm like, okay.
My youngest daughter cried for weeks. Like, she would just, like, cry, like, inexplicably. We named it the possum. We named it Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
And she cried, like, you know, I miss Joey. But yeah, after we had him for a couple months, we took him back to the lake and dropped him off. And it was several weeks later, my mother-in-law.
What did you feed it?
Hey, we fed it all kind of stuff. So initially we fed it dried dog food that we moistened in goat's milk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And it loved that. Loved blueberries. Oh man, I've got strawberries. I've got a video of that thing where he had a full strawberry in his mouth, and the strawberry is as big as its head, and he's running. We kept him. This is so hysterical. People are like, "Gosh, this Dr. Stewart's a moron." But we kept him in a fish tank, and just, you know, obviously didn't have water in it, but we kept him in a glass fish tank.
Yeah.
And so he was running around that thing with a strawberry in his mouth as big as his head, but he got to be pretty big, and we knew it was time to go when he escaped. He got big enough where he'd climb out of the fish tank. And, one morning, my wife said, "Hey, Joey's loose." And I was like, "Great. He's going to die. He's going to die somewhere in the house. He's going to stink to high heaven."
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "All right, if I were a possum, where would I go?" I would go in the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the pantry and just stood there. And then about 2 seconds later, you just hear this rustling.
And it's the biggest rat I've ever seen.
Yeah. He had burrowed into a little container that had a bunch of, you know, we save Target bags for just random stuff. You know, so we have a container in the pantry of Target bags, and he had gotten in there and gotten stuck.
That's so awesome. What a great story. Yeah, I know, because my neighbors, they have seven cats and they leave dog food outside. So we have possums, and raccoons love dog food. Mm-hmm. So every night, if you want to come over to my neighborhood, just take a flashlight over there about 1 a.m. And the raccoons are crazy. They fight in the trees behind us, and they make some gosh awful crazy sounds. I mean, it's when you hear it, I thought it was an owl, because I've heard owls make a really, really strange screech. Owls make some really scary noises. It's like whoa. I mean, it's enough for you to want to go in the house. You're like, this is kind of, but raccoons, dude, they cackle and cluck and they make all kinds of weird noises. I get goosebumps telling you about it. I heard a fight, and I mean, they try to knock each other out of the trees and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Raccoons are mean. All right, 208-0301, 208-0301. Is that right? Right phone number?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
For some reason, that just doesn't look good as I wrote down there. Rossbridge Animal Hospital, you do wonderful work, and you take care of doggies and kitties. And we've been talking about some wildlife right now. I want to bring up a story, too. I saw, and we'll try to get to some emails, but I don't know if we're going to have time today. info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. Have you ever heard of Viagen? V-I-A-G-E-N?
V-I-A-G-N. I don't know. Refresh me.
That is the number one or leading cloning company in the world.
Okay. Did they do Dolly?
They did not do Dolly, but they have done over 1,000 different species of animals. Now, if you go to their website, just Google Viagen, and you can get on their website. They just did a meerkat. They did like a black-footed something. I don't know. But so every time they clone another animal, for the first time, they make a big deal out of it. Viagen. And I was reading a story about some article called Wired. It's a wired.com. It's a site where they you never know who they're going to interview. Anyway, they interviewed someone from Viagen. And the going thing now is cloning our pets. For example,
wow,
Frisco Dog passes away several weeks ago. You take a little bit of Frisco Dog out there. I say, Dr. Rab, give me a little Frisco Dog. Let's send it off to Biogen, and they make yourself another Frisco Dog. Now, and it can run anywhere between $20,000 and $50,000. This is not cheap.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you looking at me? It's kind of crazy.
I'm looking at it right now.
They can clone anything. I mean, they can clone anything. And it's a real company. It's a real site. And I don't know if that's something you need to have FDA approval for, or I'm not sure who or where you get the licensing to do something like this. But evidently, thousands of people every year now are having their pets cloned, and they wanted to explain to people that just because you're having your animal cloned, that it's not going to recognize you immediately because it's a puppy. It still has to go through its normalizations, but evidently it will look, it will act, it'll have the same characteristics, the same code. It'll be just like the animal you had in the past. Now, just like identical twins, one person may take a left and one person may take a right. That just because they're identical doesn't mean they're going to do the same things. And that's the same case in this clone thing. First of all, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of anyone having an animal cloned? I've heard of taxidermy, but I've never heard of someone cloning their pet.
The only one that I've, well, you know, the first of anything is what makes the news.
Yeah.
So I think about Dolly the sheep. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many decades ago that was now. I mean, it's probably 40 like years 30 ago? Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have not heard of this. I think this is terrifying. Mm-hmm. I think this is, I don't really. So, okay. I think this is a much bigger conversation of nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
So while genetically it might be the same, it will not have the same demeanor or personality.
Yeah.
I mean, if they didn't go through, you know, the exact same things at the exact same time, you know, their personalities could be wildly different. So yeah, it might look like your old dog. It's not.
I'm trying to figure out why I would want the same animal. I've had Freddie dog. I've had millions of dogs. I've had dogs and it's amazing. Cause I'm always thinking every dog I've had is the best animal I've ever had. The dog I ran right now is the best dog I've ever had. And, Frisco was one of my favorites, but it wasn't one of the best dogs. It wouldn't listen. It wasn't obedient. This dog just will do it. It just wants to please me outside taking a piss on my recliner. And we're still working through that. Rainer. But I mean, so that's a great dog. But part of getting new dogs is the newness of learning what a new animal is like. It's like, why would I want to date the same woman over again? I mean, and the only way I could think about it is like, if I had a wife and she got killed in a car crash, would I want to go clone her and bring her back? And that sounds like we're not that far off from doing that.
Okay, but so here's my question, I really want to look into this website.
Yeah.
Because at what point does it transition from the test tube to the surrogate? Like, at what point does it leave the lab and go into another animal in order to grow and be born? Because that's what I can't wrap my head around.
It's a great question. And
because it's not just, you don't just grab some hair and throw it into a magic microwave and out pops a dog, yeah, or a cat or a parakeet or whatever it is.
Because it would have to have some of the characteristics of the surrogate, right?
Well, not necessarily, but like, I mean, at some point it has to have an incubation, and I would imagine that incubation is going to be a live animal, but maybe they've worked a way around that. You know, maybe their incubation point is not a living, breathing organism. So that's why that's my biggest question. How do they, first of all, just get to the end? And then is it like a newly born of that same dog? Like at what age is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were to clone a person, where does the person come from? And when they come to fruition, how old are they?
Yeah. They're like 20 already
I mean,
I read up on the site a little bit. By the way, Dolly was 1996. So 28 years ago. No, I mean, based on what I read today, the article is really interesting. If you just pull up pets, Google pets, and then stick in news, it'll be the first article that comes up. It's really interesting. But yeah, they're born as puppies. But the puppies, it's not like they automatically recognize you right away just because it's the same animal that knew you for 10 years. It's got to get to know you again. Now, I don't know if at some point that animal will start recognizing you as you were because it's the same animal, clones the same animal, or it's just getting to know you because pet, it can't because
puppies. No, it's not going to have the same memories. I don't think that that's possible.
Several people say that they have animals, and they said at the time that this particular dog died, I think they get hit by a car or something like that, that the new one at the age of 10 didn't have as much gray hair as the first one did at the age of 10. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if it was cloned, wouldn't it have to be almost identical? Or maybe that dog was stressed out a little bit more. Maybe it grew, you know, like humans, we grow gray hair because we get stressed out earlier. I don't know.
Well, there's environmental factors that play a role in every living thing's life. Mm-hmm. And you cannot replicate the environmental factors from one thing to the next. You know, we talk about all the time, the, you know, socialization window for dogs is basically closed at 16 weeks of age. They are who they are. So if you have a cloned dog and it starts out as a puppy and you don't expose it to many people or many other dogs for the first 4 months of its life, well, then it's probably going to have some behavioral issues that the other dog didn't have, because maybe that dog was exposed to a bunch of different people and dogs. So, you know, and then if it's outside in the sun for more than the other dog was, or if you give it different food or different medication, or, you know, if you bathe it with different things, it's going to affect their physical composition, just like their mental composition can be affected by different things.
Yeah. I don't know. I know God made us and he made us smart, and we created a man to be scientist. And I get all that stuff. And I know that there's a lot of religions that aren't in vitro and taking things. God, it must be created the way God intended it to be. And I don't know where cloning falls on that. Okay. But I do think sometimes we could be too smart. Now, if we're using this to subsidize a new virus or keep something at bay, or like a cancer or something like that, and somehow we can. But then again, I still think that, like, there's something in the Amazon rainforest that is like the tell-all vaccine for everything that we've got issues with, and we just haven't discovered it yet. I mean, everything's organic, it's green, it comes from plants. I mean, I don't know if you saw the story since we're talking about cloning. You can cultivate meat now. In 2025, you're going to now be able to buy meat that is grown like a plant. And I'm like, and so you'll be able to go into a store. It's going to be super expensive at first, but you're going to be able to make meat as healthy as you want to make it. Like if you want to make a pork roast that's like a lot less fat in it, or it's got more protein in it or whatever, you can scrutinize the genetics in it and actually grow meat. And then of course they're talking about, you know, it's going to help the greenhouse effects because cows let off so much methane and blah, 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 blah. And I'm kind of like, man, what are we doing here, man? Are we really going to eat? I mean, veggie burgers are bad enough. And you know, when someone was talking about our carbon footprint, we don't know what vegetable burgers are doing to us yet. And we have no clue. I mean, it sounds like a good idea if you want to lose some weight or whatever, but if you like meat, just go eat meat. It's not bad for you as long as you don't do it every 5 minutes.
I wish I could remember this quote, and next week I'm going to try to remember to pull it up, but going back to the cloning thing and harnessing power and things like that, probably, I think it's in the 40s. Some military person on Armistice Day gave a speech about how, you know, man is able to harness the power of the atom, but we have lost the power to harness compassion.
That's really good.
And, And I mean, the exact quote is incredible and the speech is unbelievable.
I'd love to hear it.
So if I can remember it, I'll track it down. But it's basically like, humans have, we've learned how to be super smart, but we've forgotten how to love each other, basically is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
And so that kind of stuff, it's just dangerous to mess with.
Mm. Yeah. We could clone Donald Trump and just have a different dude running every 4 years, and people down here in Alabama would just love that, wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, at the, I guess you got to, I mean, the guy, you got, we may need another one day because people are trying to get rid of him.
we'll make another one. It's okay. Go ahead, take your shot. Dr. Rapp, tell people how they can find you, my friend. Great show today.
As you mentioned, you can reach us at 208-0301. You can email us rossbridgeanimalhospital@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook.
And if you are going out of town for the holidays, and I'm telling you, we got Christmas lights already in our neighborhood. It's already November, man. Call them ahead of time because they board up super, super quick. If you're going to be going out of town, they have great boarding services there as well. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.